As you can see, I've been joined by Becca Pluke here. Becca, give us a wave. Becca, it's great to have you with us here on this Mother's Day. Becca, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Becca. I'm 49. I have a husband and two children. I've been a Christian since I was 15. I'm a teacher, and I've been involved with this church from the beginning.
Fantastic. Becca, today is Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day can be a great day, it can be a tough day for some. Today it's just completely different, isn't it? I'd love to ask you how Mother's Day is going for you.
It's going pretty well. I woke up my brother bringing me a cup of tea in the morning, which you may think strange, but I've been like a mum to him the last 6 months, and he'd admit that. And then my children brought me pancakes, which
nice.
Was wonderful.
Nice.
And then we spoke to my husband's parents on FaceTime. And I'm looking forward today to spending some time with my family. I'm normally quite busy doing other things, but today I've got to stop, and we're going to do some baking, we're going to do some walking, and just relaxing. So
fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that.
Great. It's really, really good to get that rest time, isn't it? And hang out together.
Yeah. It's been a difficult day because my mum died this year, so it's the first Mother's Day without my mum. Here's a picture of us in about 1974. And that's been difficult, but we're grateful for all the years we had. All the years we had with her.
Just go on a little bit more about that. We're so grateful for our mothers, aren't we, and for all that they've done for us. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for you, and I guess it'll be the same for many others today who, either for whatever reason... maybe they don't have an easy relationship with their mother. Maybe their mother's died. Maybe they'd love to be. I would love to be with my mum today. And hi, mum. I think you're watching today. So we'd love to be with you. But we have a God who, actually, in the Bible, God shows motherly qualities. And if you're away from your mum today for whatever reason, or Mother's Day is a hard day, remember that God is the perfect parent, a loving father. With mother-like qualities, and we trust in him. Now, Becca, we didn't warn you about this, but normally at this point in our church service, we would actually distribute flowers to everyone in our church. Now, we can't do that to all of you. It would be lovely to be able to sort of email you some flowers, but we do have an honorary bunch of flowers.
Wow.
That Becca, these are for you, picked fresh today.
Thank you.
And that's to you and to kind of on your behalf to all the mums that are watching.
That's
today.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's lovely. That's made my day.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Becca, another question if I may. Do you mind sharing with us just how coronavirus is affecting you and your family?
Okay, thank you. So there's been a few things. I haven't actually suffered fear or boredom or starvation or lack of toilet rolls. but I think one thing that's challenged me is the exam situation. As a teacher and a mother, it really has felt like the rug has been pulled under my feet. I've been sort of very set on sort of coaching my daughter to the absolute top grades that she can get over the next couple of months, and now she's going to get her mock grades. And that's bothered me, I think, more than it has bothered her. So it's challenged me as a Christian that I'm not putting my investment, I'm not investing my time and my energies and my thoughts and my concerns in entirely the right place all the time. So that's been a challenge and a small problem in worldly terms. So that's challenged me. Financially, I've lost out. We've had about a third of my mother's inheritance wiped off in the last couple of weeks, which has been a shock. We've got to decide what to do about that. And I've lost about £5,000 worth of earnings through the examining, the marking being cancelled, because I normally earn about a third of my annual income, part-time income. Marking exams.
Wow.
So there's those things. I've missed meeting up with my friends, but really, you know, in the grand scheme of things, compared to most people out there, we haven't suffered as much. We were going to be putting my mum's ashes into the ground today in a ceremony with the family. That's had to be cancelled as well, and it's her birthday today, so that's why we chose today. So she's staying in the study. Well, we believe she's in heaven, but she's staying in the study a few months longer.
Well, Becca, you've shared there lots of examples of how coronavirus is just completely changing everyday life, on the personal level, family level, and I guess that'll be multiplied, won't it, across our church and across our community. So it's a time where we really need to be praying for one another. And in just a minute, Becca, you're going to lead us in prayer. Just can you give us maybe a final word on how you are seeking to keep going in anxious times?
Yes, I think some advice I was given when I had cancer a couple of years ago was to try and read less about cancer than about God. And I'm going to try and do that for coronavirus. It's tempting to switch on the news in the morning and watch the BBC and find out how many people have died and how many people in Cambridgeshire have got the virus. But I think what God would want us to do and what would really help us is to read about him when we wake up in the morning. And we've got more time to do that now. So I'm going to really try and do what I said I'd do when I beginning of this year, which is read through the whole Bible. Because it's my 50th year, but I've got behind already, so I'm going to try and focus on reading more about God than about the virus.
That's a really brilliant resolution, and maybe one that we can all think about.